So I'm 27 hours, I think, into Final Fantasy 13. Been playing it pretty solidly for the last 2 days. I had a little break to watch Liverpool lose to Manchester United, but apart from that, I've pretty much been on it. And I'm still not quite halfway through it. It is massive, absolutely massive. Visuals are gorgeous. One of the most stunning looking games I think I've seen. Gameplay is surreal, really. It's a bit more like a Final Fantasy Tactics game in many ways. The exploring side of things has really not been there yet. Apparently, it's not really until the game ends, or the story ends, that you get the opportunity to really kind of go off the beaten track and do some of the stuff that you'd be more used to from a normal Final Fantasy game. But it's all about the battle system, which works so well, and it's that I found so completely and utterly addictive, really. You control one main character in the battle, so you don't have that normal Final Fantasy thing where you move between different characters. But what you can do is change what each character's role is constantly throughout the battle. And it's that gives you the access to the kind of spells and stuff that you'll be used to using in a Final Fantasy game. And it really all hinges on sort of split-second decisions sometimes. It's really cleverly done. So although you don't feel like you've got the same kind of control that you normally have, it's still incredibly involving. You're basically keeping an eye on about 5 different gauges all at once. So as you're playing it, to be honest, the gorgeous graphics during the battle sequences completely pass you by. So at one point, you'll be checking to make sure that your 3 characters, or 2 characters, or even sometimes 1 character, health is as you want it to be. You're also checking the health of your target, so the creature that you're attacking. And at the same time, there's another gauge that builds up called the stagger gauge. So the more times you hit an opponent with either magic or with a physical attack, the stagger gauge increases. And sometimes you can have that increasing quite nicely, but the actual health gauge is barely depleted at all. And it's not until you manage to get the stagger gauge up to a certain level by chaining a decent amount of attacks together that you can even start hurting it properly. So it's constant kind of looking at one gauge, then moving to another, keep an eye on the health of your characters, changing one of their roles to a medic if necessary, if they're taking damage. It's really, really well done, really involving, feels like genuine battle kind of gameplay. But as I've said, that kind of traditional Final Fantasy stuff just isn't really there. Doesn't make it any less of a game. It just makes it a really different experience from games like Final Fantasy X or XII, and of course the classic VII. It is absolutely stunning to look at, and you get plenty of opportunity as you're moving your characters around from scene to scene, or effectively from battle to battle, to have a really close look at the level of detail. There's a couple of sequences that are just absolutely stunning. One in particular where you're up in some kind of spaceship thing high above the planet, and you can look down over the side and just watch the clouds moving from a huge distance away, and it just looks incredible, really beautifully done, classic Square stuff. There's an incredible amount of video sequences, but as per usual with Square, they are superbly done. If you've got a PlayStation 3, you really should give this game a go, even if RPGs aren't really your thing. Final Fantasy 13, I totally recommend it.